You won't be surprised to discover that someone interested in the environment like myself can hardly ignore a worldwide event regarding climate change that is taking place this coming weekend. Yes, Saturday, July the 7th is the date for Live Earth, a 24-hour, seven-continent concert series that will bring together more than 100 music artists and 2 billion people. With the participation of stars like Madonna, The Police, Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, Duran Duran, Alicia Keys, and many, many more, Live Earth organizers have announced it aims to trigger a global movement to solve the climate crisis. I just had to speak to someone about it. A person who found some time to do that in the frantic run-up to the event is John Rigo. Very appropriately, the environmental director for Live Earth. A very ambitious project, I commented. Why do you think it can work?
I think it can work because I think people are aware of the problem out there. I think people realize that we need to do something. And in many places around the world, there's certain segments of our society, some governments aren't acting fast enough. And I believe individuals can be the catalyst that helps us start to solve this problem, be a big first step forward in helping combat climate change. What Live Earth helps to bring is Live Earth helps to bring more than just awareness, but kind of inspire and motivate people through the voice of artists, through the voice of role models, and how they can actually act to help. They can act to help through some simple steps in their daily behaviors. They can act to help by demanding change from their politicians, from the way they purchase products, from simply reducing some of the consumption that they actually have out there.
As well as all the stars and the glitter, Live Earth also has a great website with a wealth of information on climate change and on how we can play our part to help solve the crisis. It also says that the Live Earth event marks the beginning of a multi-year campaign to drive individuals, corporations, and governments to take action to solve global warming. I asked John to tell me more.
First, if I can back up, Linda, real quick. I mean, my job is primarily, I'm the environmental director, so a lot of my work entails the greening of the event, setting up environmental policies, helping educate the industry on ways they can help, you know, through their daily lives, through their daily decisions, help reduce the impact of these events that occur on a daily basis, reach millions and billions of people on every year, and how we can lower the impact of that event. The multi-year campaign is driven by our partners, and we have NGO partners throughout the world, primarily Al Gore's Alliance for Climate Protection, which will be launched out of Live Earth.
And the Alliance for Climate Protection will be asking us to answer the call, make a commitment, and take seven pledges, both on a political and on a personal level. Pledges that will help cut global warming pollution for the next generation to inherit a healthy Earth. But back to us, I said to John. Does Live Earth actually practice what it preaches? I mean, surely, almost simultaneous concerts in New York, London, Sydney, Rio de Janeiro, Johannesburg, Tokyo, Shanghai and Hamburg must be producing massive carbon emissions. What's your policy there?
What we do is we have a methodology, a process that we go through at every single event. When we actually contracted with the production team and the venues, we went into the venues and we look at three key areas. We look at energy, waste, and transportation, which are the three major impact areas of an event. We kind of assess what is going on. And I think a big part of what we do is recognize and point out where people are doing good things. And that's an important step in this process. You got to recognize people that have made advances already, commend them for that, and support them for future decisions. They'll also have impacts into the future. Beyond that, we educate, we advise them, we help them set up other methods to, again, reduce the impact of the event, whether that be how we power the concert. If it's grid power, utility power, it's actually purchasing green power, going out there helping them realize how they purchase green power and actually purchasing it for the event. It's looking at the generator power that powers the stage, helping them source cleaner types of fuel, usually biodiesel, to actually power the stage. It's looking at their waste management structure, and the waste management structure really has to be back from procurement. So what products are we using, and then how are we disposing of the products? And we've worked for about 12 weeks leading up to the concert, helping them create a path for a more sustainable event in these three areas and helping them make some small changes early, helping them realize that these small changes, again, on a concert-by-concert level have small benefits. But if you look at 5 to 10 years out of doing this over and over again, it really, you know, has a collectively large impact on the environment that is beneficial. So it's going in, it's advising, it's helping them realize in their operations where they can start doing a little bit better.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure.
This must be a huge event to organize and to be involved in. What drives you? Why are you doing it?
I think it's important for everybody out there to participate, to make steps in their lives that will help our environment, help the community that we live in, help, you know, our neighbors, help our children, the next generation. And I think, you know, I've always had a passion for this area, and I'm lucky in to be a part of an event like this where I can go out and really talk to people that, again, want to help. They want to make a difference. But at some point, it's uncertain how. It's a large problem. It's global. You know, we're talking about G8 and political ways to solve the problem, which are necessary. And it kind of loses out on the individuals and the part that you play and I play. And I think, you know, one of the pleasures I have is going out there and talking to individuals and helping them understand, again, these changes they can make in their lives, these changes they can make at work. These changes you can make in a concert, how you can inspire others, both your friends and your network out there, to, again, be a part of the solution and answer the call of Live Earth. And that's a big part of how, you know, waking up every day and being motivated to go to work and what really drives me to be a part of Live Earth and be a part of the solution for this problem.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
To be part of the solution to the problem. That's what each and every one of us can be if we really care enough to make some changes to our lifestyles. So take up the challenge, answer the call and make a pledge. Because as John Rigo pointed out, every drop in the ocean counts if we're going to save the world from environmental and human chaos.
I will never be with you.